Exodus chapter 29. And this is the procedure which you will carry out for them to sanctify them for serving as priests to me. Take a bull calf of the oxen, and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and unleavened thin cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers basted with oil. You shall make them from fine wheat flour. And you will put them in one basket, and you will offer them in the basket with the bull and the two rams. And you will have Aaron and his sons approach the entrance to the tent of contact, and you will wash them with water. And you will take the garments, and you will clothe Aaron in the tunic and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod itself, and the breastplate, and you will gird it on him with the embroidered belt of the ephod. And you will put the turban on his head, and you will put the holy crown on the turban. And you will take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. And you will have his sons approach, and you will clothe them in tunics. And you will gird them with a girdle, Aaron and his sons, and you will bind high headgear on them, and it will be for their priesthood, as an age-abiding statute. So you will consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you will bring up the bull in front of the tent of contact, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the bull's head. And you will slaughter the bull before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of contact. And you will take some of the blood of the bull, and you will put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and you will pour all the blood onto the base of the altar. And you will take all the fat covering the innards, and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat which is on them, and you will burn them on the altar. And you will burn the flesh of the bull, and its hide, and its dung, with fire, outside the camp. It is a sin offering. And you will take the first ram, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you will slaughter the ram, and you will take its blood, and you will sprinkle it on the altar all around. And you will divide the ram into its sections, and you will wash its innards and its legs, and you will put them on its sections and on its head. And you will burn the whole of the ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a sweet fragrance. It is a fire offering to the Lord. And you will take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you will slaughter the ram, and you will take some of its blood and put it on Aaron's right earlobe, and on the right earlobe of his sons, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot. And you will sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. And you will take some of the blood which is on the altar, and some anointing oil, and you will sprinkle it on Aaron and on his garments, and on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him, so that he and his garments and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him, become holy. And you will take from the ram the fat and the tail and the fat covering the innards, and the caul of the liver and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and the right front leg, for it is a ram for the sacrifice of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one thin cake of oiled bread, and one wafer from the basket of unleavened breadstuff which is before the Lord. And you will put it all in the palms of Aaron's hands, and the palms of his son's hands, and you will wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. And you will take them from their hands, and you will burn them on the altar with the burnt offering as a sweet fragrance before the Lord. It is a fire offering to the Lord. And you will take the breast of the consecrated ram which Aaron has, and you will wave it as a wave offering before the Lord, and it will be a portion for you. And you will sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the leg of the heave offering, which will be waved and which will be heaved, taken from the consecrated ram, what is Aaron's and what is his son's. And it will be an age-abiding statute to Aaron and his sons, an offering from the sons of Israel, for it is a heave offering. So there will be a heave offering from the sons of Israel among their peace sacrifices, their heave offering to the Lord. And Aaron's holy garments will be for his sons after him, in which to be anointed and in which his sons are to be consecrated. For 7 days the priest will wear them, after him it being one of his sons, when he goes into the tent of contact to serve in the holy place. And you will take the consecrated ram and cook its flesh in a holy place. And Aaron and his sons will eat the ram's flesh and the bread that is in the basket at the entrance to the tent of contact. And they will eat them because atonement is made by them to consecrate the priests, to sanctify them. And no foreigner will eat these things, for they are holy. And if any flesh is left over from what is consecrated or from the bread by the morning, then you will burn what is left in fire. It shall not be eaten, for it is holy. And you will do this for Aaron and for his sons, according to everything that I have commanded you. You will consecrate them for 7 days. And you will offer a bull as a sin offering each day for atonement. And you will expiate sin on the altar as you make atonement on it, and you will anoint it to sanctify it. For 7 days you will make atonement on the altar, and you will sanctify it, and the altar will be a holy of holies. Anyone who touches the altar will be holy, and this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 1-year-old lambs per day perpetually. One lamb you will offer in the morning, and the second lamb you will offer in the evening, with a tenth measure of fine flour mixed with beaten oil, 1/4 hin, and a libation of 1/4 hin of wine for the first lamb. And you will offer the second lamb in the evening, in the same way as the offering of the morning, and you will offer it in accordance with its libation as a sweet fragrance, a fire offering to the Lord. It is a perpetual burnt offering for your generations at the entrance to the tent of contact before the Lord, which is where I will meet you to speak to you there. And I will meet the sons of Israel there, and it will be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tent of contact and the altar. And I will sanctify Aaron and his sons for serving as priests to me. And I will dwell among the sons of Israel, and I will be their God. And they will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt for me to dwell in their midst. I am the Lord their God.